This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 9th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. McGuire stalls E15 bill. Help with buying clean ag trucks. And USDA makes another competition announcement. Legislature shelves E15 bill. The Senate gaveled in this week for a special session to consider Governor Gavin Newsom's bill on gas price spikes, but the chamber has decided not to take up an accompanying measure on E15. AB X2-9 would have required the Air Resources Board to adopt a new regulation on the ethanol blend by next summer. Fuel producers have long pushed the agency to approve the blend, decrying the sluggish pace of its scientific review process. Yet lawmakers seeking ways to reduce prices at the pumps for their voters glommed on the potential benefits of E15. Assembly member David Alvarez of San Diego viewed it as one of the easiest steps we can take to lower prices and reduce emissions. The bill gained unanimous support in the Assembly. Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire, who was eager to take up Newsom's bill in the harried final hours of the session, took a more cautious approach with E15. He called for a more thorough analysis of the issue and said the bill still needed work. But CARB is wrapping up its review and looks to begin the regulatory process soon, meaning it could approve E15 next year after all. Farmers will soon get help with buying clean trucks. Starting next year, CARB will be providing technical assistance to small ag operations as they transition to clean trucks. That is due to Governor Newsom signing AB 2900 last month. According to Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria of Fresno, her bill will, quote, make sure the state's transition away from polluting vehicles does not leave behind the small farmer. Soria worries the state's aggressive timelines for replacing aging heavy-duty vehicles is, quote, not economically viable for many owner-operators and owners of small fleets, including seasonal agriculture operators. She noted the shortfalls with electric trucks on the market and the inadequate infrastructure in rural regions to support electric or hydrogen-powered trucks. About 24 ag groups supported the bill, and it gathered unanimous support in both houses. Keep in mind the bill allows CARB to simply repurpose existing outreach tools to help farmers rather than create a new program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA unveils fair competition efforts. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced efforts to promote fair and competitive markets on Tuesday. That includes an advance notice of proposed rulemaking under the Packers and Stockyards Act that seeks comments on possible interventions to set new benchmarks for alternative marketing agreement-based prices. The announcement has met with mixed reactions from the industry. Meat Institute President and CEO Julie Annapotts called it an effort to, quote, assert government control over the free market to the detriment of cattle producers, packers, and consumers. In a statement, Potts says this effort signals a desire to end the use of AMAs. These arrangements reward producers who invest in their herds, genetics, or raise cattle using some sustainable practices. AMAs offer producers the very benefits USDA says it wants to support. Choice, flexibility, transparency, and yes, even higher prices, Potts said in a statement. And most importantly, AMAs provide consumers with more choices and a consistent supply of higher quality beef at stable prices. Farm Action President and co-founder Angela Huffman said in a statement that the vast majority of cattle sales are made through AMAs, which has thinned the cash market and left farmers and ranchers vulnerable to practices by dominant firms. Corporate power has infiltrated all sectors of our food and agriculture system, Huffman said. From the limited seed options that farmers have to choose from to the limited number of meat packers and cattle rancher or poultry grower can sell their products to, small, mid-sized, and independent farmers and ranchers have little to no control over their economic viability. Now keep in mind, cattlemen have been enjoying record profits, unlike their commodity grower brethren in recent months. Cash receipts for animals and animal products totaled $249.6 billion in calendar year 2023. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Hurricane Milton headed for Florida. Category 5 Hurricane Milton is set to make landfall in the Tampa and St. Petersburg area late today or early tomorrow. It'll be the fourth hurricane to strike the Florida farming community in 14 months. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and Farm Service Agency closed select field offices on Monday, plans to tentatively reopen by noon tomorrow, or as local conditions allow, USDA said. The Florida Department of Transportation has suspended the size and weight restrictions for divisible loads on any vehicle transporting emergency supplies and agriculture food commodities, including citrus, sod, avocados, and tomatoes, among others. We understand that Florida's farmers have suffered significant loss, and many are still recovering from Hurricane Idalia, Debbie, and most recently Hurricane Helene, the Florida Farm Bureau said in a statement to AgriPulse. Another hurricane will further compound the stressors our Florida farms face to produce the food and fiber that the nation depends on. A hurricane relief fund for agriculture was established to assist farmers and ranchers who have been impacted by the storms. Anyone can make a tax-deductible contribution to this fund to support Florida's farmers and ranchers. Well, here's today's final word. We learned today that there are many similarities between California and Peru. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, who's in the South American country this week to discuss collaborations on climate smart ag. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.